Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're listening to Singapore's most influential radio station. It's The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. And time for The Bigger Picture. And it's all about earnings these days. If it's not in the US, it's right here at home in the banking sector.
Yeah, so OCBC net profit down 43%. That's the big one this morning. And if you compare it with the other two local banks, DBS down 29%, UOB down 19%. But there's more to the story, of course.
Yeah, a couple of common threads we've been seeing across all three banks and many banks in the past few weeks. Higher provision for bad loans. And we are talking about, well, in OCBC's case, $657 million for impaired and non-impaired assets. So that's more than double the levels we saw last year. And you are looking at lower margins as well. So net interest margins fell 1 basis point from the previous quarter to 1.76%. It is relatively stable. So there are some, suggestions that it has not fully factored in the Fed rate cut yet. So overall, a cautious outlook as banks brace for tougher times. And we've been talking about what the oil industry has been going through. Hin Leong making the news for owing banks nearly $4 billion US dollars. And the latest to join the list is ZenRock Commodities Trading. So quite tough times when you look at what's been happening. And OCBC Bank says it is watching developments very closely to assess dividend payments. And it is also suspending share buybacks. So a lot of focus over what might transpire in the next few quarters for banks. And to get a bigger picture, we've got Pramod Shenoy. He is the head of APAC Financials Research at Credit Sights. Morning, Pramod. How's your Friday morning going so far?
Good morning. It's going very well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, Pramod, thanks for joining us. Great to get your thoughts on this, right? Let's get your initial impressions on OCBC's latest set of numbers. So it looks like we've got a few common themes. What stands out for you in terms of the outlook for loans and potential defaults? What do you expect the rest of the year to be like?
I think all three banks are quite in common in the sense that the environment's obviously changing. The support that the Singapore government has been providing to the SME and other sectors has definitely been beneficial. But in this changing environment, all the banks have been taking increased general provisions, which are not linked to any particular account being in trouble, but more to start the process of provisioning so that as and when NPLs come, and NPLs will increase in the coming quarters, they can then divert funds from these general provisions into specific provisions, and they don't need to touch net income. But there's a common theme coming up, which is that NPLs will increase, provisions will increase. I think you earlier pointed out in terms of net interest margins, those will also decline. And because of the various various policies that governments across the world are putting in place to ensure that there are moratoriums for retail customers, for SME customers.
That's right.
The true extent of the NPLs will probably not hit us till the end of this year or early next year. That's when, once these moratoriums are over, you see what's left, what the cash flow situation of various borrowers looks like, and therefore, you know, is the asset impaired or not. Which is why the banks have been talking about their expected losses over a two-year period, because it's difficult for them to give too much of guidance in terms of how it will evolve across different quarters.
That's right, Pramod. So looking at the NPL ratios, it's up 7 basis points to 1.52%, and OCBC says near-term weakness and uncertainty could raise this to between 2.5% and 3.5%. So it is really bracing for tougher times ahead. And one of those problem sectors could be the oil sector. It's been in the news for the wrong reasons. Hin Leong first, because of that huge scandal where it owes over $4 billion to various banks. And now you've got ZenRock also in the news. Talk to us about the exposure to the oil sector that OCBC has. Is this a sector that is likely to cause more pain for banks in the coming quarters?
Well, all three banks have already taken a fair amount of provisions when it comes to specific aspects of the sector, which is more the support services and the offshore vehicles. So if you were to look at the overall exposures of the bank to the oil and gas sector, you've got about 23, 24 billion at DBS, about 13, 14 billion at OCBC, and above 10 billion at UOB. It depends upon where these loans are made, and for a number of these loans are to national oil companies, so there really isn't too much of a problem there. And in other cases, there's a fair amount of collateral. I think for the cases that we are talking about over here that have hit Singapore, it's a question of the collateral not really being there or the collateral being misused. So the probability is that, you know, once there's one particular incident, there's a possibility of others to follow. So the answer is yes, there may be further pain to follow in terms of specific losses in this particular sector. But the banks have already taken a fair amount of provisioning specifically for the sector. So I wouldn't be too worried in terms of the additional hits that they'd be taking for this specific sector.
OCBC says the oil and gas exposure in terms of its loan book is about 5%. Pramod Shenoy, head of APAC Financials Research at Credit Sites. Pramod, looking at the situation panning out, do you see banks tightening their credit to sectors, specific sectors like oil, commodities, as they try to de-risk themselves from what's been going on, maybe even indiscriminately? So pretty much tightening their belts, and that could see a bit of pressure on lending to some of these sectors. Is that a scenario you think that will happen with all the news around the oil industry?
That's right. It's well likely to happen that there will be restrictions that these banks impose in terms of the loans that they're giving. A lot more of caution in terms of the credit lines and the ability of these commodities companies to use those credit lines. So definitely there will be a lot more of caution and a lot more of focus. And I guess rightly so, because we have seen prices impacted quite dramatically. Banks have to do the right thing by themselves and by their customers. But this is a particularly affected sector. So there's a balancing line that they need to follow. They don't want to yank everything out, and they won't. But they do need to be cautious and keep an eye on the situation as it develops.
Would that make the sector go into a bit of a spiral, because it would just get tougher to do business?
That's likely to be the case for some period of time, that liquidity is not really what it was earlier. And there will be casualties as a result of that. That's undoubtedly the case.
Pramod, turn our attention to the outlook for the net interest margins, the interest rates, the profitability for banks. We've been seeing a bit of a trend that is going down. If you look at OCBC, it's down 1 basis point, 1.76%. Walk us through what are the expectations for the next few quarters. Are we looking at the Fed rate, emergency rate cuts being reflected so far?
So there are a few different factors that take place over here. One is, of course, U.S. rates, but then how they transpire into SOR and SIBOR over here, and SOR and SIBOR have definitely gone down. But there tends to be like a certain level and a certain level of stickiness beyond which it doesn't really move. And that has helped the banks so far. Net interest margins have also been helped by the fact that now liquidity is very important. And so banks can, for certain customers, charge more for their loans. And so they would be able to do that. And that's why you saw DBS being flat. OCBC 1 basis point down is a very good outcome. And UOB was down about 5 basis points. Going forward, you definitely see some degree of erosion in net interest margin as a result of lower yields coming through. But again, there will be some degree of pricing power as well that these banks have in terms of liquidity. And all of them would be using this particular opportunity to increase their exposure to larger corporates that want to diversify their liquidity sources. It's likely that corporations that are large would prefer, especially in this region, to ensure that they have greater regional sources rather than U.S. and European sources as far as their banking relationships are concerned. And I think all three banks will certainly take advantage of that. So they will have some more pricing power as well, which will balance the impact as far as NIM reduction is concerned.
Yeah, very interesting times for the quarters ahead for the banks. We've been chatting with Pramod Shenoy. He is the head of APAC Financials Research at Credit Sites. Pramod, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great weekend in advance.
And yourselves. Thank you so much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.